Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest is Gary Asbury, who is a co-president with Professional Testing. Gary, how you doing?
I'm fine. Kemp, yourself?
I'm fine. Thanks for being with me this morning. Hey, for those people that may not be familiar with Professional Testing, why don't you give me a quick rundown on the company?
Sure. 1988, Greg Phillips and I founded the company. In our repertoire, we do the vast majority of all the carpet testing for the carpet industry. We're accredited by NavLab. We're ISO accredited 17025. Mm-hmm. We do approximately 200 AATCC, ASTM, ISO, DIN tests for carpet manufacturers, of whether it goes in an automobile or a house or a bath mat, mm-hmm. all hard surfaces. We have developed technology that has put us on the forefront of determining how effective carpet cleaning can be. We do all of the Carpet and Rug Institute seal of approval testing programs for them.
Actually, that's why I wanted to talk to you about that SOA part of it, which is the Carpet and Rug Institute seal of approval process. Many people probably know this, but they actually will test vacuum cleaners and hot water extraction and all those things that they give certifications for. They test them, and they actually use you to test them. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is because the method that you use to test vacuum cleaners and hot water extraction is called XRF technology, and it's just been peer-reviewed and validated. First, why don't you tell us what XRF technology is?
Well, I'd be glad to. X-ray fluorescence technology was invented 45 years ago. Mm-hmm. And has been used in some capacity, including by DuPont, to quantify soil removal by Ernie Revet back in the early 80s. So it's not new technology. It's essentially a rather sophisticated X-ray fluorescence detector mm-hmm. that can read the particulate because of a very specific energy signal for every single element on the periodic table. What we essentially do is we apply a known quantity of a soil type material, which I'd be glad to get into as to how we developed that, to a piece of carpet in a very precise amount. The XRF unit then measures exactly how much is on that sample. A cleaning process or event takes place, or multiple cleaning processes within a cleaning system analysis. And the resultant amount of soil is removed, the differential being the percent removed, and that is what we report to the Carpet and Rug Institute.
All right, so let me try to put that in layman's terms. I always love talking to these scientists and lab people.
I thought that was in layman's terms.
Let me tell you what I think it is. You've got this gadget, and you dial in a certain thing that you're wanting that gadget to look for, and then you put this dirt that you guys have figured out is the typical type of dirt on carpet, and then you clean it with a machine, and then you run this gadget over the carpet, and it tells you how much of it's been taken away or how much of it's left. Is that right?
That's pretty good.
Okay, all right.
Be glad to show it to you in person one day.
Actually, I have. And actually, NASA's got something to do with the development of this equipment, didn't they?
Well, most assuredly they did. What they can do in a matter of seconds is determine the precise metallurgical composition of all of the fasteners and other components that hold the space shuttle together. So their goal is to explore space and improve life here on Earth. They worked with me and Dr. Robert Shannon, who was employed at Keymaster at the time, but Robert then came to me for nearly 2 years to develop this protocol with NASA's help. And we have developed a method by which to quantify the amount of soil removed, mm-hmm. not just give you a visual perception of, yeah, it looks a little cleaner.
Right.
You know, basically the carpet industry defines clean carpet as a carpet that is absent of unwanted foreign matter. You've got to be able to measure what was there to begin with and how much is removed in order to determine how much unwanted matter you got rid of, not just say, hey, it looks a little better. Let's assume that it's clean. That won't work.
All right, a minute ago you said this is not new technology, but actually as far as this being the test method for the SOA or seal of approval process, how long have we been using XRF?
For this application, since approximately 2004 or 5.
Okay, and so what was going on before that? What were they doing?
Well, back in 1987, AATCC, the American Association of Textile Chemists and Colorists, mm-hmm. developed a test method. It was called 171.
Right.
And up till that point, that was the only by default method that people use to determine if the how effective a hot water extraction method was. And and frankly, the 171 method was not designed just for that reason, to determine how clean an extractor could get the carpet, but rather to determine whether or not the fiber was color fast, or it's dimensionally stable, or how permanent was the finish, or how effective was the fluorochemical, you know, the Scotch guards, etc. How easily was the soil removed? Its evaluation consisted primarily of those things. So basically, in 1987, there wasn't even a good way to measure how clean a piece of carpet was, and this was just the initial look at it, and this was as late as 1987. Back at that point in time, people were making anything that they could that they thought would remove dirt, using any types of chemicals they thought might work, with no consideration for pHs, no consideration for whether or not the chemicals would cause accelerated color fade. Another big issue was, were they using various surfactants that would cause accelerated resoiling to occur? Not just how effective it was, does it look cleaner to the customer? You know, there are cleaning systems out there today that we've tested that clean less than 20% of the dirt off of the carpet, but the tops of the fibers look better, yet it doesn't fit into the industry's definition of what clean carpet is, which is, as I mentioned, the absence of unwanted foreign matter.
Right.
So here then the Carpet and Rug Institute takes a survey, and this was 10 years ago, and the number they found out, and they've repeated this survey every other year, the number one reason for carpet deselection is improper cleaning and maintenance. People are not satisfied with the way their carpets are being cleaned, and the soil is being removed from those carpets.
Yeah, well, actually, the reason this is big news, I think, is because of what you just said. I mean, you need to be able to test vacuum cleaners and prove that they are removing that foreign matter. And now you have, and this is the key reason I wanted to talk to you, now you've had a test method that you knew worked, but now it's been peer-reviewed. And there's just been an article published by the fact that other scientists have looked into this and said that, yes, this is the best method for testing the effectiveness of removing foreign matter. Is that right?
Well, sure. It's they thought it was wonderful. The AATCC March-April issue is, if you were in the medical field, this was like the AMA journal. I mean, if you want something peer-reviewed, this is the place to have it peer-reviewed.
Right.
And I encourage everybody that's interested in exactly how this process was developed to get a copy of that magazine. And the winner becomes the consumer, because he winds up with a cleaner carpet as a result of better equipment, chemicals, and systems.
Yeah, one key point I want to make out in this interview is that you actually have helped equipment manufacturers improve the effectiveness of their equipment because of these test methods, haven't you?
Dramatically improved them. Yeah, that's the biggest advantage of this whole thing. You know, people are now making better vacuum cleaners, better extractors, and better chemicals. And keep in mind, Kim, that the three test methods that for CRI seal of approvals that employ X-ray fluorescence are the vacuums, the extractors, and the systems. There are multiple other tests within the seal of approval for each of those categories.
But I know they also measure whether or not the machine tore the carpet up and all that. But let's don't get into that, because I've got a limited amount of time. So, Gary, I really appreciate you spending time. And listen, if anybody wants to see this article, you can actually go to the CRI website and go to their latest newsletter and just click on the article about this and go right to it, and you can get a copy of it. I invite our listeners to do that. Again, I appreciate you spending time with us, Gary. We've been talking to Gary Asbury, who is co-founder and co-president of Professional Testing, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.